Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Welcome to episode number 18 of the Self-Help Podcast. You want help? Help yourself. But let us help you as well. Self-help is a bit of an oxymoron, because without you, they were just helping themselves. There'd be no podcast, because we wouldn't be helping them.
But what we're encouraging people to do is to wake up to their own potential and to help themselves.
Right. Yeah. Which sits nicely with what we're going to talk about today.
Very much so.
The secret, hey?
Yeah.
The trouble with the secret, in fact. But there's plenty of good things about that book and film too, which we will come to, Sean. But how are you doing? You're dressed very smartly today. But
I'm good, yeah.
I've been a suit on.
I've been to a business lunch today.
Usually you go with the kind of shirt and jeans, but smart looking.
Yeah.
In fact, but you've gone the full suit today.
Yeah, I just thought I needed to look more the business today.
Shiny shoes.
Yeah, looking posh.
Looking very good. Looking very good. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, very good. Very good. My week is still, as it was last week, is full of singing and playing music. Rolled all the gear out because I'm doing this cabaret thing, not this weekend, the following weekend. And it was quite weird to be back in front of a microphone and with all the equipment down. It just took me back to my old gigging days and performing days.
Happy memories.
Yeah, quite nostalgic.
Cool. Yeah, I've had a cool week. I've things related to speed, some good, some not so good. I was out in the go-kart with my pal Alan at the weekend for the first time in weeks and weeks and weeks. Al's been a busy boy, so have I, but we got out there and it's kind of finally working. We fixed the brakes and had that kind of moment of that euphoria where the cart was working and I was out on the track with a couple of other guys and I was having a good old ding-dong with some guys on the circuit and it was amazing.
Amazing. And then did you win?
Well, it was just test session, so it was just every man for himself, but had some good battles out there anyway.
Yeah, good.
And this morning, I attended a speed awareness course because I've been a naughty boy and I was caught. Well, I was speeding. I was caught speeding. So yeah, I went on one of those. It's a 4-hour course, man.
But did you learn anything?
I did actually. You know, it was quite interesting. In
that's good.
All of it actually. It was delivered really well by the two guys that put it on. It was a packed house. There was a lot of people there, and I think they run it a few times a week. So there's a lot of people.
I have to admit, I did one of those.
Yeah.
And I had several people on the course that I knew.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a good lesson in be here now, live in the present.
It was. I was constantly thinking, actually, of relating it back to things we talk about.
Yeah.
Just about awareness, you know. And one of the guys putting on the course talked about don't think in tunnel vision when you're driving. Think funnel vision, you know, taking the whole scene.
Yeah, panorama.
Be in the moment, be aware of everything going on, which is, that's a good lesson for life, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool week. Just quickly before we go on to the news, I want to mention a couple of reviews and a question from one of our dear listeners, which has come in. We've had two reviews on iTunes this week, which we appreciate. We've had one from Rudis. Love these podcasts so much so that I've started taking my iPod to bed with me. May not be the best thing I could do after listening to How to Keep Your Relationship on Track. Yeah.
Yes.
Keep up the great work, guys. Much love. Well, much love back, Rudis.
And there's me. I've stopped taking my iPad to bed.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I titled the email that went out to our subscribers. Do you take your iPad to bed with you?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I do. Guilty, but hey-ho. And also, we've had a review from Tashi Washi. Good overall. The Forgiveness Podcast helped me get rid of of most of my anger towards a person. Let go and move on. So thank you. That's awesome. Only criticism would be to talk more about the topic in the title, which I'm assuming that means quit faffing on at the start about what you've been up to and that.
I hear that, and maybe we need more content. But the other bit of feedback that I get is that people like the idea that you and I are two real guys talking in front of a microphone in real life.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Maybe we need for more feedback from that.
Yeah, some kind of vote. I've had feedback both ways, so it's tricky.
Yeah.
We'll try and get the balance right. But thank you for the feedback, nonetheless. Let me just chuck my laptop up there.
Yeah.
We've had a question from a listener who's emailed in. Vidya, thank you for getting in touch. It's a good question too, Sean. Here we go. My question is, I'm trying to live in the present as I'm constantly planning / thinking about the future in order to better myself. I also spend time reflecting in the past in order to develop and learn. I'm mindful that past, present and future are important, so my questions are, how do we ensure a balance between all three? Is one important than the other?
Okay, my answer to that is, imagine that you're sitting on a riverbank and that you are observing life, which is the river flowing by. So if you look down the river, you can see the past because it's flowed by. If you look up the river, you can see the future. There's nothing wrong with being aware of the past and using it as a useful tool.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with being aware of the future and planning your future. The issue is you don't get in the water and get wet. Once you get in the water and you start to drown in the past, it's a problem. If you jump in the water and you drown in the future, it's a problem. Past is depression, future is anxiety. So to sit on the bank dry as an observer, be aware of what you've learned from the past, very, very powerful thing. And to be aware of what you're going to do in the future is a powerful thing. But you're on the bank, you're in the now, you're on the bank.
Enjoying the scene.
Yeah, enjoying the now. Creativity is projecting forward and imagining a positive future and moving forward to create it. Yeah, anxiety is projecting forward and living a negative future in the present.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the trick always is you can look up the river and you can start to get anxious or you can start to get creative, but don't get in the water.
Right.
Keep dry. Keep dry. Stay on the bank.
Or take a towel.
Yeah. Yeah, or a hairdryer.
Yeah, wetsuit. Yeah. Maybe you can wear a wetsuit. Yeah, I'm joking around. Good question, though.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I hope that video, I hope that is a decent enough answer for you. Let us know, drop us an email. And thanks for getting in touch. Likewise, anyone out there who's got any questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Email podcast@liveinthepresent.co.uk and we'll get back to you. News, Sean, what's caught your eye this week?
My news is relevant to us and the topic for this week as well, and I'll come back onto that as we get into the topic. But there's a guy called Goenka who died on Sunday. And Goenka, 90 years old, was the main teacher of something called Vipassana. He didn't start it. He inherited the mantle from a predecessor.
Yeah.
And it goes back right to what's seen as the Buddha, Siddhartha. And remember that Buddha is a state of mind. It's not a person, but we always call Siddhartha the Buddha. But it goes back to Siddhartha and comes through. And the Vipassana movement, which I got a lot of time for, they do the 10-day meditation retreats that I love.
Yep.
They've got places all over the world, pagoda ashrams, where you can go and train. There's, in this country, there's a couple. There's one in Hereford. There's one over towards Norfolk.
Yep.
And the... Very, very good. But I have an issue, and it comes back to something that we're going to look at in The Secret, which is I've seen Goenka over the years change from Goenka, who is a teacher, to become described as a guru, which is fair enough, that's a name for a teacher, to become Guruji, which is nice because that's respect for the teacher. But gradually we get this movement, and one of my fears is that because Goenka is now passed on, that it would be very easy to make him into some kind of deified figure.
Right.
And so we end up with a religion, a Goenka religion, rather than a Vipassana meditation organisation.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm concerned about that. But Goenka, lovely guy, sadly missed, but he leaves a huge contribution he's made.
Yeah, we put the news up on the Facebook page and it got quite a lot of feedback and kind of thoughts and feelings. And obviously he's left quite a dent in the universe, eh?
Yeah, but left a hell of a legacy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't got any news. I was frantically looking for some, then I realised, what's the point of trying to find some if I haven't really got any? Just because I've had one of those weeks where I've been really busy, partly with work, but also over the weekend where my life's been consumed by just hanging out with friends and that, so news just passed me by. I didn't hardly check my phone for stuff, so I've got nothing to say. I hope that's okay. It will be for our last reviewer, who doesn't want any of that stuff, maybe, and wants us to get on with the topic of the week, which we will do now.
Okay.
And just before we do, quick plug for the site, but also all the things that we've mentioned and are about to mention are going to be on the website in the show notes. So go to liveinthepresent.co.uk to find all the links that we're about to mention.
Yeah.
This week we're talking about The Secret, or rather The Trouble with The Secret. And I don't know where to start on this one, other than probably we should explain to perhaps those who don't know what The Secret is, what it is and where it's come from.
Can I start with a statement?
Of course.
Yeah.
Is it relevant to what we're going to talk about?
Totally relevant. Yeah. The biggest secret about The Secret, are you ready for this? You have to listen to this, right? Is there is no secret.
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret. It never has been.
Right.
Yeah. That's a marketing ploy.
Well, I'm interested in The Secret largely because it's a really quite a well-polished package.
Yeah.
And well, I haven't read the book. I've seen the video, the film, the hour and a half thing, of which the first 20 minutes is on YouTube for anyone to watch for free, which, again, look on the site and we'll throw the link up. But it's an interesting marketing project, isn't it? Because it's huge.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah.
But it's not a secret.
No, not a secret. Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Never has been. It's in all the philosophy... all the philosophical writings. It's in all the religious writings. It always has been. It's always been there. And it hasn't been held back from the public. We could say that maybe there's only certain kinds of people that could read, but then most of the traditions that this idea exists in have been word-of-mouth traditions anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that we're into something which never has been a secret, but has been made out to be a big deal because it's a secret. So can I explain a bit about what the secret is?
Well, you can. That's what we're here for.
In a very practical sense, it would be summed up in psycho speak these days as thoughts become things. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, what that means is that our ability to perceive things is limited because we cannot process loads of information.
When you're driving, hey?
Yeah, indeed, when you drive,
I learned that this morning.
Yeah, well, stay with the cars, yeah? Imagine you're going to buy a new car. You sit in it, you know, you go to the showroom, all that kind of stuff. The more you focus on it, the more you see that model around you because the thought of the car becomes the things. The cars have always been there. But because you're focused on them, you start to pick them out of the universe. You get the car, that's fine, you see them for a while, and they all drift back into the background because the things that we focus on are the things that we see.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody focuses on the idea of success and the idea of achieving something, because they're focused on it, the way to do it, the way to become it, the path that opens up for them is there because they see it, because they're tuned into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That always has been the case and it always is the case. And I could give you direct examples of people I've worked with and my own experience of that kind of thing in action. Maybe we'll get round to that. Rhonda Byrne, who is the lady that started The Secret. A marketing woman at the outset. Yeah,
yeah, she's a TV producer and writer. Interestingly about Rhonda, she differs from some of the other people in The Secret that she kind of promotes, the guys like John Assaraf, Jack Canfield, who are very out there and active on Facebook and Twitter. You know, you can see their daily goings on and lessons. Whereas Rhonda's she's a bit more mysterious. You don't know where she is and what she's up to. But fair play. It's all part of the mystique of The Secret, hey?
Yeah, but maybe that's her secret.
Yeah, she's entitled to it. Yeah. Blimey. Yeah. Although if she wants to come on the show for an interview,
yes, Rhonda, come on down.
Yeah, more than welcome to.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a TV producer and writer, which she's like, well, if you've seen the video version of it, it's very well polished bit of work.
Okay, the story behind Rhonda Byrne is that she was in a situation where her life was falling apart. You know, relationships had come to an end, someone had died, her business was going bust, that kind of stuff, you know, a critical moment. And her daughter bought her a book by a guy called Wallace Wattles, written about 1910.
Great name.
Yeah, Wallace Wattles, lovely. Rolls around your tongue. The Science of Getting Rich, which is a good book, it's a good read, worth doing. And the book itself explains about how when we focus on things, we can bring things about. And she went off and checked loads of teachers from around the world who were still teaching this thing, which usually gets called the law of attraction. And that's a word that I would use. Because of this issue about what you think about, you bring about, you attract towards yourself the things you focus on. So if you wake up in the morning, you're a miserable person, you are going to have a miserable day.
Yep.
If you're a positive person, you're going to have a positive day. If you're focused on the idea of making money, you might make money. But one of the problems is you might make money at the detriment of your family or your relationships. So that the issue about the law of attraction is about being very clear about what it is that you want.
Yeah.
Because actually, you and me, Ed, and everybody that's listening to this, as they sit listening to this right now, are at the peak point of everything that they've paid attention to in their life since they were born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am the sum total of all the things that I focused on. Yeah, I am my own law of attraction. When you see me in my splendour, so yeah, this is it. This is what I've done.
Nice suit.
Yeah. and everybody's there. Everybody's done the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and whether they are immensely successful or immensely miserable and unhappy, all of them have used their consciousness every day to create who they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some people would say, but I didn't want this. I didn't want this situation, this accident, this debt, whatever. Actually, you are responsible for where you're up to. You can try and blame other people. And I'm sure there will be people listening to this that would be saying, that's outrageous. How could you say that I am to blame for this? Yeah. Let's take it another way around. Let's not look at blame or fault. Let's look at responsibility. If I can accept that I am responsible for myself, the word responsible comes from the ability to respond. And if I can respond, I can make something different. And the magic thing about being responsible for yourself and accepting that you are responsible for how you feel, how you think, where you're up to, is that that means you're actually a very powerful person because you've done that yourself.
Yeah.
Which means you can now use the law of attraction to focus on the things that you do want and to create the things that you do want. Yeah. So from that point of view, I'd say, yeah, go and watch The Secret. Go and read the book. But you have to realise it's the ham sandwich issue. It's the ham sandwich issue, yeah? Which for me is this. It's like, I can sit in this chair and I can say, I will have a ham sandwich, I will have a ham sandwich, I will have a ham sandwich. Actually, I won't, and I have to get off my butt and go to the kitchen and make it. Or the next step would be, there'd have to be the ingredients in the cupboard for me to go to the kitchen and make it. I'd have to have done other things for it to happen.
Yep.
Yeah, and the issue is that you can have what you want in the universe. You can create what you want, and it doesn't matter what it is. You can be a millionaire. Yeah, even if you've got one leg, you can still hop a mile.
Yep.
Yeah, you can do the things that you want to do, but you have to do something to get it. You've got to work the vineyards to get the wine.
Yeah, I'm doing some work with a charity at the moment, working on their online stuff, web design, and one of their members, directors, who is severely partially sighted, just ran the Great North Run. Right, she can't see, and she just ran 30 miles, attached to someone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still did it in a very respectable time as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, amazing.
She just went out there and did it.
Yeah.
And also, I have got some ham in my fridge right now. Do you want a sandwich?
I'm not into eating meat at the moment.
Of course.
I'll have the sandwich without the ham.
I just thought I'd check. That's kind of the main issue leveled at The Secret, isn't it? It's a bit kind of sit there, close your eyes, and things will just magically appear.
But the thing is that there is a point where that does take place, and you and I both have examples of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, my issue was that I had a house that was crazily expensive that I needed to sell pretty quickly. And the estate agents were all saying to me, this will take you a year to sell it. We'll have to go to brochures and to a national auction, that kind of stuff. And I'm saying, I need to get rid of this now. And I was in a situation where it had to go. So what I did was every morning, every evening, I visualised me in a car driving away from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very clearly. And I could see this couple, two kids, in the car park of the house waving me goodbye. Yeah. In the Friday of the second week, the estate agent rings me and says, a guy's come into the estate agents, just described your house exactly, could you be there tomorrow? So I go there the next day, and he comes with his two kids, and I make him a coffee, and they go and play Happy Families. They go around the grounds, and they go and measure things and do all kinds of stuff. And then they toddle off. I think, okay, fine. And then the next day, at 11 o'clock in the morning, they ring me up and make me an offer. But the magic thing was, the guy says, the only problem is I need you out quickly. Can you be out in 30 days? Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
So within 2 weeks, I'd gone from this is going to take me a year to it was like a month and a bit and I was gone.
Mm.
Yeah. And to me, those kinds of things do happen, can happen, and I see them happen for me and for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a secret. That's actually focused concentration. And yeah. I see lots of it.
I've got similar stories of when I've needed a specific sum of dosh. Well, it was actually when I first went at Mont Blanc. I needed to kind of... I needed X amount of money to fall into my lap, obviously for in return for a service. Someone, you know,
one of the ham sandwiches.
Yeah. And sure enough, within a week or two, that exact amount, I had a job quote for that amount and it came in. And I guess, yeah, you could say that's coincidence, couldn't you? Or you could take it on board as a gift that's come and appreciate it and run with it and see where else it can take you, hey?
From my point of view, once you get into the world of quantum physics, we are connected. There is a collective unconscious, and I think we do not understand yet the potential of the human mind and the brain to achieve and do things. We have phenomenal capacity that we're only just beginning to realise.
Yeah.
And I think that we're tipping into that kind of stuff. And it's above cognition. So it becomes something that very often Western science will poo-poo and say it's rubbish because it's above the measurable ability of empirical research and cognition.
What's that other film you lent me ages ago? It's kind of... it's got
down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, so. It's got a similar feel to The Secret. I don't know if it's produced by similar
the
same guys.
Yeah, there's some of the quantum physicists on it. There's two... it's two sets that come together in a pack of five DVDs. One set is called Down the Rabbit Hole and the other set is What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And they are very good because they explain that issue of quantum physics and consciousness and how we interact with things in a way which is much more scientific, whereas The Secret is a bit kind of pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to knock The Secret and it's quite knockable.
Yep.
But the basis behind it, the potential behind it, is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from my point of view, it's real, it works, it's there. Yeah, there's bits in it that people will react to. Like, there's a woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she very clearly states that by watching lots of videos and films that made her laugh her socks off, she cured herself of cancer. Now, I don't know whether that's real.
Yeah.
I have seen people cure themselves of disease. That supposedly they couldn't. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like I say, we're into the edge of the power of the human mind.
Yeah. It's been a while since I saw The Secret, but I remember one of the little experiments that it gets you to do while the film's running is it gets you to imagine yourself sitting in the car of your dreams.
Yeah.
And to shut your eyes and to imagine the feel of the steering wheel and all that stuff. No, I remember doing that, you know, when it was 2 or 3 years ago when I watched it, and it's powerful stuff. But then, you know, you open your eyes and you're sitting in front of your computer in a flat in Birkenhead.
What The Secret would say is that you only get the car if you can hold that image long enough and you can not that bit take place,
yeah.
You know, so that you're holding the image. And I think that those things are difficult. If you think about anybody who achieves something, whether it is, you know, business, art, scientific breakthrough, whatever, they do it because they focus persistently and consistently on something. And that's the trick, is that if you want something to happen in your life, you have to be persistent and consistent about it and do what it takes to get it. You know, you want to go to Mont Blanc, and when you go there, you have to travel the distance. You know, Mont Blanc doesn't come to you, but you can get to the top of Mont Blanc.
Yeah, I got close twice, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn that mountain. That's right. Well, it was a simple kind of roadmap to get there, wasn't it? You know, I needed X amount of money to pay for the guides and the kit and the flights and the accommodation, and I needed to get myself in a decent shape or better shape to have a real good shot at it.
Yeah.
I also needed the weather to be on my side, which it wasn't, but anyhow, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I think that it's something that we've said before, and it's worth saying again. The Secret is like a self-help book, and it doesn't matter whether it's books or DVDs or CDs or whatever it is. You can buy as many as you want, you can stick them on your shelf, you can actually read them, which not everybody does, they just think sticking on the shelf is enough. But even if you actually read them, they still only work if you do the things that they say.
Yeah.
So we have our disclaimer, don't we?
We do, we like that. I like to think that we're one of the only self-help books out there that has a disclaimer at the very start. I might be wrong on that. But I was keen to have that in. Because, I mean, personally, I've read a lot of self-help books and business books. And you kind of get the feeling that as you're reading them, you don't have to take it in. Just the mere fact that you've got it in your hand will magically, you know, all this knowledge will appear in your mind. But it doesn't. So we've got this disclaimer at the start of our book, which basically says, you know, this might not be the answer. Unless you put the hours in, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Which is
and that's real. If you don't do it, it ain't going to happen.
No.
You know, not at all. But there are things that you can do on a daily basis that get you into the positive frame of mind. And our self-help toolkit on the site, there's the morning focus recording in that.
Yeah.
Which is really worth listening to because it gets your head on the right way around to get the best that you can out of the day. And then you're starting to enact the law of attraction to attract the happiness that you want for the day.
Sure.
Yeah, if you go out and you're miserable, you're going to attract miserableness to you for the day, because that's the way you're going to see it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a miserable magnet, you know, people come to me and moan, kind of thing.
Don't say that, be careful, Sean.
No, I'm assuming that I was someone else.
Oh, right, of course.
I was disowning that.
Careful.
I'm Mr. Positive. I mean, people say to me, how do you do what you do? How do you deal with all the things you deal with, and you're still positive, and you're still happy, and you're still smiling? But it's because I do all these kinds of things. They're not things that I write about or I talk about. I wake up in the morning and I get my head on the right way around before I get out of bed. You know, and I do things like meditate, focus. I go for my runs. I'm doing all those things that get me into a positive mindset.
Yep.
And if I feel miserable for any reason, rare though it is, then I actually do something to get out of the miserable feeling. Yeah, I won't tolerate myself.
We're going to London, you and I, aren't we, on Friday?
Yeah.
We're getting a train, and I'm coming within taxi to get you probably at about 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
sounds good.
Dear listeners, I'll be able to tell you all categorically whether Sean really is that happy in the morning.
I should be running back up to the house as you arrive.
Yeah.
To Jenkins. Yeah.
If you answer the door with bags under your eyes.
Yeah, good. Like,
what are you? Oh, yeah, I slept in.
Yeah, and early morning is the best time of day. Love it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good in the mornings. I'm pretty good. I mean, do you deal with people who have, you know, been trying for years and years to get the law of attraction working in their lives and it's just not happening?
Yeah.
What do you suggest for that? How do people...
I get them to look at their behaviour in terms of their thought processes. And that works on several levels, because if they're inhibiting factors around them... And this is tough stuff. You know, someone's trying to do something positive with their lives and the people around them maybe aren't helping them. And it's hard when you see people making decisions to end relationships or to change situations, maybe working situations or whatever, so that they can get on with their lives. But very often we allow other people to hold us back and to stop us doing things. And that's the issue about if you're going to achieve things and make things happen in your life. And by that, I'm not talking about materialistic things. You know, I mean, it could be money, but I don't mean that at all. If you're going to make the changes in your life, you have to do what it takes to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just wish for the changes to happen.
Nope.
And that may mean you have to stand up to people. It may mean that the resources that you need are resources of confidence and being able to withstand conflict to achieve what you need. So that very often the issues of achieving the secret, if you're going to call it that, or the law of attraction, very often you do need help. You do need coaching. You do need and reading some help, but self-help books.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll get there in the end. Is really helpful as long as you do what it says in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to do it. Read it. Do it. Read it. Do it. Read it until you actually achieve what you want.
Don't just let it wash over you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which. Yeah,
and the issue about that Winston Churchill quote about you never, 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 never give up. You know, you keep going. And just because something goes wrong, because something doesn't get quite to where you want it to be, you don't give up. You know, you dust yourself down, you get up, you get on.
You might reach, you know, you might have been working at this for 60, 70 years and you're getting on for 100 years old. But if you finally get there, it's worth it, right?
Yeah. And a million examples, one we used before, Angry Birds. The guys that do the Angry Birds app, everyone thinks, wow, how successful were they? But Angry Birds was the 51st or 52nd?
52nd,
yeah. 52nd app that they'd published. Yeah, and it was a huge success, but they had 51 failures before they got there.
Yeah.
You know, but they kept going, yeah, because that's what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is such an important lesson. You have to keep going.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah. Keep trucking and be happy.
What's all this about tithing law, Sean? I've got tithing law written down here.
Well, one of the things that the law of attraction would say, or I should say that the secret would say, is that you need to give to receive. In the point of view of the law of attraction, people are starting to look at the idea that we're starting to create what we want so that... if I want to receive something, then I need to give. So the tithing law is that you give 10% of your net income away. And one of the things that Rhonda Byrne says in her work is that if you look at people that are very wealthy, they all give their money away. They obviously don't give it all away because they're very wealthy, but they do give a huge amount of money away. And the standard tithing model, which is also a biblical model, is that you'd give 10% of your net income away to charity, to the poor.
Yeah.
And according to the law of attraction and the secret, when you do that, you attract more money to yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, whereas if you hold on to it, you don't attract
more
money.
So the key is not to wait until you've got this great wealth to give it away. It's just to start now.
Yeah, and I suppose that if you've got a tenner in your pocket, then you could give one away to charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit like I buy lotto tickets every now and again when I think about it. And my attitude to buying a lotto ticket is, indeed, one day I may win and I may have a lot of dosh to share around if I do. But my attitude is pretty much that I'm sticking a pound or whatever in the pot so that someone else can be dancing around going, woo!
Yeah,
and that feels like a good deal to me. Mm. You know, it's a good investment of a quid.
And if you were to win big, think of all the good you could do with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Think of all the jet skis you could buy.
So you could go at Mont Blanc and
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is the secret one of the books you actively recommend to clients?
I think
is that, it in your top 10?
Yeah, Secret is good. And she has two others that follow that, The Power and The Magic.
Yeah.
Which are kind of reworkings of the same thing. So again, it's good marketing stuff. But there's nothing wrong with reading them because it makes you think. It makes you think, it makes you review, it makes you look at your life, it makes you question.
I wonder what the next book should be called.
I don't know. The Magic, The Power, you know, what happens next?
The Awesomeness.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's good, you know. And,
yep.
And the guys that are on there, people like Joe Vitale, Jack Canfield, people like that. I mean, the stuff that they write is good.
Yeah. No, they are really good chaps. I mean, I've followed most of them.
I'm sure that a lot of their motivation for them is about creating wealth for themselves. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
But it's seeing it all for what it is. You know, why do people do all these things? And any of us can create wealth if we want to, but you have to want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people don't have that drive.
Mm.
Very few people have the drive to create lots of wealth, which is why there are very few people around who have a lot of wealth.
Well, that's one of the things early on in The Secret. It says, I think it's Bob Proctor says, do you know why 96% of all the wealth in the world is controlled by 4% of the people?
It's a very good accent.
That's all right.
I don't know if it comes from Texas.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Bob.
Sorry, Bob. But yeah, that's a fact, isn't it, as well? But I guess with The Secret, there is a lot of emphasis on dosh as well, on money, which we've talked about that in a past episode, yeah. Whether that's positive or not. But you can do great things with money, but you can do not so good things with money as well, I guess. And
people say to me, what's the definition of success? And for me, it's dead simple. If you wake up in the morning with a smile on your face, feeling good about the day you're going to have, and you go to bed with a smile on your face, feeling good about the day that you've just had, you've cracked it.
Yeah.
You know, in my definition, you're rich. You're a wealthy person. Yeah, if you've got some money as well, then you're doing even better.
Yeah, if you've got good pals and family, that's my definition, then you're doing all right.
Yeah.
But that's my main criticism of The Secret, I would say. There's too much emphasis on being rich. You know, it's got all those scenes early on where it's, you know, a bit Da Vinci Code-esque.
Yeah.
People running around churches with little bags of gold coins and candlesticks in caves and stuff, pouring over manuscripts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, gold coins. It'd be quite cool if you did actually still have little velvet bags of gold coins.
Gold coins, you'd like that. You'd
I'd prefer that. It's better than debit cards, isn't it?
And
PayPal.
I feel like it's real. But I think that the bottom line for all this is it's not a secret. It's not a secret. It never has been a secret. It's always been there and it's always been available to anybody who's prepared to go and look. You know what I mean? No one's been kind of hiding it under a bushel. It's been in everything that you can read. It's in the Bible.
Yeah. Self-help tip number one for The Secret is it's not a secret.
Yeah.
And read it. It's worth getting it in your mind, isn't it? And getting these thoughts going.
Yeah. Yeah. But then use it in a way that works for you to create what you want. And if you, one of the books that followed on from that I would recommend, I think I've given it a shout in the past, is that Joe Vitale wrote a book called The Attractor Factor.
Yeah.
And there's two versions of it. There's the workbook and then there's the book. If you get the workbook, there's lots of exercises that you can do in the book that make you focus your mind. It's almost like your brain's like a spray gun with all this stuff shooting all over the place, and he makes you focus down into a constant beam that becomes useful.
Mm.
And that's when you can really focus, and then you can start to get the law of attraction working for you.
See, now that goes against what I learned this morning in my speed awareness course, which is about focus on everything. I don't know, I'm very confused.
I think that the trick is, if you don't want to hit something, you've got to focus on everything. Yeah. If you want to hit the spot, you need to focus on it.
Right, okay. I don't want to hit anything while I'm driving.
No.
So, yeah, okay, that helps. Cool, anything else, Sean, you'd like to add to the debate?
No, I'm good with that. I think it's good, stands up, it's worth a read, but see it for what it is.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to criticise it and develop your own path, hey? And
Yeah, there are so many people that are doing this kind of work. They're good guys, good people, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I'm sure that the people that we mentioned, if they do hear this, will be only too happy to hear our constructive criticism.
Yeah.
The thing with The Secret is it's a bit kind of cultish as well. You get the feeling that, because we've talked about it here, that I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night with some guy in a cloak standing up. Standing over me.
With the horse's head next to you in the bed.
Yeah. Lift the neck. Yeah, that would be good.
No, I think that's the negative law of attraction. You should be thinking positively. I think what will happen is Rhonda Byrne will listen to this and she'll be so impressed that I shall get a cheque for £1 million in the post tomorrow.
Which we will spread equally amongst all our
between
listeners.
You and I.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's cool. All right, we'll get on it, everyone. We'll put a link to the book on our site, not the only two, just go to Amazon and search for it there.
Yeah, and although the DVD is a bit cheesy, yeah. If you go through the cheese, you can get to the pizza underneath.
Yeah.
But I think that the DVD is easier to deal with than the book.
I would suggest starting with that.
Yeah.
Or at least the 20-minute freebie on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that'll give you most of what you need anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, shall we leave it there for now?
Yeah, that's good.
Do you have a resource of the week?
I'm going to go back to Goenka. And the whole thing about Goenka Vipassana meditation is about focus. We think of meditation as quiet in your mind, but actually in having that mind time, that mind space, brain time, it gives you a point to focus on things. So I may well be in the process of writing one of the books. I've got an idea for a chapter. I'll actually go and sit down in meditation mode for an hour and contemplate, rather than meditate, contemplate what it is I'm going to do with the chapter. So I'm focused around it before I get up and go and write it.
Get some good thinking done. Yeah.
And from that point of view, all of the meditation work is fabulous. So I'm putting up a link for a book here, which is about, it's the 10-day intensive. And it's all the discourses, the daily discourses that Goenka would use in teaching the 10 days. And there's a lot of good information in that, fabulous.
Cool.
So, but link up for that. What about you?
I've got a couple of things, which are both free resources, online media. I'm enjoying this podcast very much, and I'm enjoying the format of it. Good. And I've been looking at stuff online on YouTube, kind of old school US talk shows, you know, when there was a bit... the trouble with, like, Jonathan Ross these days and that kind of talk show, it's a bit kind of... there's not enough seriousness in it. As much as we like to have a laugh, we talk about serious-ish stuff. So there's two resources. One is called Here's the Thing, which is a podcast by Alec Baldwin, who's an actor, quite a famous actor in the US, but he does a podcast now. A weekly chat with people working in the media, which is really cool. Like 20-minute little bite-sized weekly chats with cool people. And the second one, again, it's about 20-minute videos called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's quite a literal title because that's what it is. It's hosted by Jerry Seinfeld, who for me is probably the best stand-up comedian of the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm open to debate on that. If you want to argue with me, do it on Twitter and I'll argue with you for quite a while. But it's him meeting other comedians in the States in cars, and they go out and they get coffee in nice cars and they just sit and chat. And it's obviously something that Jerry Seinfeld has done with his vast fortune, and he's just thought, I'm going to do what I want to do. And you can tell he loves it. Mm. You know, being a good stand-up comic is quite an art form, really, and making people laugh is, I see it as a real gift, you know.
It's therapy.
Yeah. So there's two seasons of them, all free on the website. And some really, really good bits. You know, it's funny, but it's also quite thought-provoking as well, I find.
Yeah.
So, good. Have a look at them.
Yeah. I will do.
Do? I think we're all done, Sean.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Thank you one and all for listening. For all the show notes that we've mentioned, all the links, livingthepresent.co.uk is the website.
Yeah.
We also briefly hinted at the free toolkit that is on offer there. If you put your email address in one of the boxes, we'll send you loads of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Reach out, email us podcast@livingthepresent.co.uk. And yeah, all the usual stuff. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, yeah. And there's some cool stuff going on there.
Yeah.
What are we talking about next week?
We're going to be looking at gurus and icons. So maybe you could have a think out there. Who is your guru? Who are the people that you look up to? Is it the Beckhams? You know, is it Buddha? Who is it? Who is your guru? Who's the icon for you?
And maybe we could dive deeper on that subject into, you know, the whole thing about the people that you surround yourself with in your life, everyday life.
Yeah.
Really have a big impact on who you are, what
certainly
you are.
Do. Certainly
that can be
do.
Positive or negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good one.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Sean.
See you next week.
Yeah, have a good week.
And you.
I'll see you Friday morning.
Yes. At 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, see you, everyone. See you.
Bye.